Greetings and welcome to Digging Deeper with Kenneth Frank, where we uncover hidden gems of understanding in the Word of God.
Did you know that the designation Christian or its plural form appears in our Bible only three times? Today, these words are frequently repeated about those who are disciples of Jesus Christ. Is it not surprising that these words appear so few times in our Bible? As might be expected, they only appear in our New Testament, but they never appear in the Gospels. Jesus did not give his followers this name. This naturally raises questions about the meaning and use of these words today. This Digging Deeper searches these questions from the New Testament to come to grips with the origin of these commonly used names. Subsection, and the disciples were called Christians. The first appearance of either word is, when he, Barnabas, had found Saul, Paul, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch, Acts 11:26, King James Version throughout. In this section of Acts, Luke describes the beginning of the church in Syrian Antioch, about 300 miles north of Jerusalem in the 40s AD. Notice that God's people were first called Christians outside the Holy Land. The early disciples did not originate the name nor choose it for themselves. Rather, Smith's Bible Dictionary reports, quote, they were known to each other as and were among themselves called brethren, Acts 15:1 and 23, 1 Corinthians 7:12, disciples, Acts 9:26 and 11:29, believers, Acts 5:14, saints, Romans 8:27, and 15:25, end of quote. Its origin is explained by the ESV Study Bible. Quote, the fact that the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch probably reflects a label applied by the unbelieving public in Antioch and shows that the disciples were beginning to have an identity of their own from other Jews. Compare also Acts 26:28 and 1 Peter 4:16, end of quote. The name would not have originated with Jews, as the KJV Study Bible asserts, quote, the Jews would never label them as Christians, because that would be tantamount to saying that these were the people of the Messiah, end of quote. The Church of God by then was rapidly growing among several ethnic communities. The Word in Life Bible, CEV, provides a probable scenario. Quote, for the most part, people of the Lord's way had been Jewish believers, but in Antioch there was an infusion of other ethnic groups, and observers were perplexed as to what to call the multicultural body. The new reality required a new name. Standard ethnic designations, Jew, Greek, Roman, Gentile, no longer fit. So the Antiochians seized on the one factor that united the diverse community, Christ, end of quote. This name was probably intended to mean belonging to Christ or followers of Christ. Subsection, the meaning of Christian. Ellicott's commentary for English readers explains its language derivation. Quote, in its form, it is essentially Latin, after the pattern of the Pompeian, Solani, and other party names. And so far, it would seem to have grown out of the contact of the new society with the Romans stationed at Antioch, who, learning that its members acknowledged the Christos as their head, gave them the name Christiani. End of quote. David Guzik's Enduring Word Commentary answers this question. How did the name Christian ever become associated with the followers of Jesus? 1. The ending I-A-N meant the party of. A Christian was of the party of Jesus. Christians were sort of like saying Jesusites or Jesus people, those of the group associated with Jesus Christ. Two, also, soldiers under particular generals in the Roman army would identify themselves by their general's name by adding I-A-N to the end. A soldier under Caesar would call himself a Caesarean. Soldiers under Jesus Christ would be called Christians. Three, in Antioch, they probably first used the term Christians to mock the followers of Jesus. Antioch was famous for its readiness to jeer and call names. It was known by its witty epigrams, Gabaline. But as the people of Antioch called the followers of Jesus the Jesus people, the believers appreciated the title so much that it stuck. End of quote. The New King James Study Bible provides later historical recognition of these people by this term. Quote, the believers were called Christians because they worshiped Christ, the Messiah. The historian Josephus called them that tribe of Christians. Tacitus, the Roman historian, referred to them as Christians, a name derived from Christ. End of quote. The name continued to spread throughout the Roman Empire. J.R. Dumelos, a commentary on the Holy Bible, notes, quote, in 64 A.D., Tacitus mentions that the name was in use among the common people at Rome, end of quote. Even though its earthly origin may appear to have been pagan, the College Press Bible Study Textbook Series declares this name may unknowingly have had a divine origin. Quote, Isaiah prophesied that God's people would be called by another name, and a new name, which the mouth of Jehovah shall name. Isaiah 65:15 and 62:1-2. The name Christian is the only one that is new, for in the Old Testament we have godly people called saints, Psalm 16:3, brethren, Psalm 133:1, and disciples, Isaiah 8:16. I therefore believe this name was given to us by God and not by the heathens or Gentiles, end of quote. God may have worked behind the scenes to give his people an appropriate moniker by the unbelieving community of Antioch. Subsection, to suffer as a Christian. The second appearance of either word is, then Agrippa said to Paul, almost you persuadest me to be a Christian. Acts 26:28. For the background and explanation of this verse, please read my Digging Deeper article, Almost, from June 23, 2021. The third appearance of either word is, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. 1 Peter 4:16. To understand this verse better, the College Press Bible Study Textbook Series provides essential context for Peter's admonition from within this same book. Quote, the phrase, suffer as a Christian, is here equivalent to when you do well, 1 Peter 2:20, zealous for that which is good, 1 Peter 3:13, and for righteousness' sake, 1 Peter 3:14, end of quote. Their suffering from the unbelieving world was evidence they were doing the right things. Even though the brethren had not chosen this term for themselves, Peter exhorts that brethren who are persecuted by unbelievers are to accept it gracefully. Peter admonishes them to not be ashamed if they suffer for Christ. The culture of the time was based on honor and shame. The NIV Cultural Backgrounds Study Bible reports, quote, Greek and Roman male society craved honor. But as here, many Greek sages noted that it was genuinely honorable to suffer scorn for doing what was right, end of quote. The price of following Christ, subsection. Nonetheless, being called Christian could be a serious charge. Lang's commentary of the New Testament explains, quote, in the opinion of their enemies, the name was infamous, and so we must understand it here. Compare 1 Peter 4:14. With the Jews, it was tantamount to sectary, renegade, and rebel. With the heathen, it was equal to atheist. End of quote. The NIV Cultural Background Study Bible adds this chilling note, quote, "The title seems a political nickname, resembling Pompeians, members of Pompey's party, and other titles of political parties. Those who believed that Christ was king could be accused of treason, and the title Christians became a legal charge." 1 Peter 4:16. Though it was soon embraced by Jesus' followers as a welcome title, here it was probably merely ridicule. Antiochians developed a reputation for mocking people. End of quote. Christians were soon being seen as separate from Judaism, which was recognized as a legal religion of the Roman Empire. Jews began to expel Christians from their synagogues. This opened up Christians to life-threatening persecution from the Roman state. James Hastings' Dictionary of Christ and the Gospels makes this alarming comment. To suffer as a Christian, that is, for being a Christian, covers a wide range of experience, from molestation to official and even capital punishment. The latter extreme, however, is not prominent in this passage, although the Greek term used here certainly suggests it. But the vague outline of 1 Peter 4:14 to 17 is filled out and vividly covered by the later evidence of Pliny and the second century martyrs' literature, which shows how Christianity was treated as a forbidden or illicit religion, hostile to the national cult, and therefore exposing any of its adherents without further question to the punishment of death. End of quote. The word Christian is used so commonly and casually today in all sorts of contexts. In surveys, many profess Christianity, but seldom adhere to its tenets. King comments challenges professing Christians. Quote, "This name is still used, but unfortunately it no longer only includes true believers. The world no longer knows who is a real and not a real Christian. Unfortunately, the world gets a false impression of the Lord Jesus by the wrong behavior of the nominal Christians, and even more unfortunately, also of true Christians." End of quote. Few understand its significant and potentially dangerous connotation from the first century. To identify oneself as a Christian then could mean death. John 16, verse 2. This is a sobering thought for those who profess to be Christ's disciples at the end of this age. One way or another, there is a price to pay for following Jesus of Nazareth. Let every Christian count the cost. Luke 14, 28.
This has been Digging Deeper with Kenneth Frank. To learn more about the Bible and living a godly life, go to Living Education at lcgeducation.org, sponsored by the Living Church of God.